Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 7th of January. The data calendar is not terribly exciting today. German November retail sales were weaker than expected, but the sizable monthly drop in October sales was revised up to a sizable monthly increase instead. This raises questions about what will happen with the latest numbers in the future. On the evidence of the past year, the probability is that these numbers too will be revised strongly higher. It is what nearly always happens with German retail sales data in the past year. German consumers are persistently more exuberant than is initially reported. Euro area initial consumer price inflation data for December is not likely to excite markets, just as the French and German data did very little yesterday. The sale of up to $2.8 billion of Venezuelan oil to the United States that was announced overnight came with limited details, but is unlikely to be terribly significant in economic terms. The scale of the sale and the type of oil being sold is not likely to shift the US consumers' perceptions of affordability. Gasoline prices are unlikely to fall dramatically on this news, for instance. To the extent that any of the proceeds do find their way back to Venezuela, it may make some difference to that economy, but that's of very limited global interest at the moment. To the extent that the proceeds stick in the United States, the scale is too small to be relevant to macroeconomic data, though it might, of course, make a difference to individual US companies. Of potentially more relevance to the affordability debate is the fact that on Friday, the US Supreme Court will issue a series of judgments. It is being assumed that this will include a judgment on the legality of trade tariffs, though that's not absolutely certain. Over 70% of the current administration's tariffs are potentially affected by this ruling, although with cancellations, reversals, and delays, that percentage may be somewhat less in the future. If tariffs are ruled illegal and rebates start to be demanded, the ruling will de facto be a fiscal stimulus for the US economy. The administration may then impose new tariffs, which would be a fiscal tightening, but that additional tightening would not reverse any stimulus effects that come from rebates. For US inflation, the question is whether prices that have risen to pass on tariffs to the US consumer will reverse if those tariffs are then declared to be illegal. A healthy skepticism is probably the best approach here. That then raises some risks, because if prices do not come down when tariffs come down, but do go up when new tariffs are imposed, any new tariff measures that are put in place after a Supreme Court ruling might raise US price levels without lowering any other prices in consequence of the ruling. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.